Well, in honor of Grandparents' Day tomorrow, in honor of our today's gospel, there's a little story about it was bedtime for Tommy and Jimmy, who were staying overnight at their grandparents' home. While kneeling to say his prayers, Tommy began praying at the top of his lungs. "Dear God, for my birthday, I want video games, a bicycle, and a DVD player." "Whoa," Jimmy hollered. "Why are you yelling? God isn't deaf." "I know God isn't deaf," replied Tommy, "but Grandma is." So happy Grandparents' Day to all of you tomorrow. In fact, today, September 8th, is the Blessed Mother's birthday. You know, today is Our Lady's Nativity. My mom and dad were married 60 years ago today. So I'm sure they're up in heaven holding hands, celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, September 8th. They were married back in 1958. And today's gospel is a very short gospel about a miracle of the Lord healing a man who was deaf. It's a very touching story, very powerful story, because some people, it says, brought this man to Jesus. So these were good evangelists. These were good apostles. They brought this man, this deaf man, to Jesus. And that's what we're called to do too, to bring people to Jesus. That's our purpose in life, really, to bring ourselves, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, closer to Jesus. So they brought this deaf man to Jesus, and this man had a speech impediment. He wasn't able to speak. It says they begged him to lay his hands on them, on him. And this is very important because it's intercessory prayer. It says they beg Jesus, "Please bless this man, pray over him, do what you can to help him." This is a power of intercession. This is the importance of not only bringing people to Jesus, but encouraging people to ask Jesus to help people. Intercessory prayer. After Mass today, you'll have the prayer ministers. You can come up after Mass, and different prayer ministers will be here praying over people, laying their hands on your head, praying over them, asking what you need for spiritual, physical, or emotional healing. This is the importance of intercessory prayer. So our job really is to bring people to Jesus. In fact, at the end of Mass, we'll have Anne speak about RCIA for a couple minutes. RCIA is that wonderful movement within the church, which is where people can deepen their faith. People can become Catholic. They can learn more about our faith. Those who have been inactive can come back as well to learn more about their faith. I always say RCIA does not stand for Roman Catholics in Agony. It stands for the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. It's a great thing. So perhaps this could be the year for your spouse, your relative, your neighbor, to learn more about the church. So please invite them to come this Wednesday to RCIA. First class is this coming Wednesday night, and we'll explain a little bit more of that right after communion. But the idea here is they brought this deaf man to Jesus, and he did pray over him. He laid his hands upon him, and the Lord, it says, even took his finger and placed his fingers in the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. And then he looked up to heaven and groaned. And this is an interesting point as well, that Jesus had said whenever he worked a miracle, he gave of himself, he sacrificed himself, he emptied himself of strength and energy and love. Whenever he cured someone, he didn't wave a magic wand, he gave of himself. Before he healed this man, he looked up to heaven and groaned. He experienced for a moment what it would be like to be deaf. He experienced before he raised Lazarus from the dead. He went into an agony and he groaned as well. Whenever he worked these miracles, it cost the Lord something. Every miracle was an act of love from Jesus. That's how much he loves us. Remember the old Star Trek episode in the original series back in the 60s or 70s with Captain Kirk and Bones and Spock and Scotty? There was one of the episodes was called The Empath. An empath was someone who they met on this planet, an alien, and if someone was wounded, the empath would touch that person and then experience the pain of that person and take that person's suffering upon himself, and then the other person would be healed. And Bishop Sheen calls Jesus the divine empath. That's what Jesus did. He took our sins upon the cross. Whenever he healed someone, he became the divine empath, taking upon himself the sins of the world and taking upon himself illnesses and disease when he healed another person. So he said to this man, Ephatha, be opened. And it says, immediately the man's ears were opened and he spoke plainly. It was a great miracle. And said the crowd was so excited. They said he makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. That was one of the hallmarks, that the Messiah would not only heal the deaf, he would give sight to the blind. This was the messianic age that Jesus was bringing in. He was doing the miracles that were predicted in the Old Testament, that the Messiah would make the deaf hear and the mute speak and the blind see and the crippled walk again. So Jesus is that divine empath who sacrificed himself for us. And you know, when I think about deafness, this sort of strikes home with my own family, because my grandmother was deaf. My dad's mom lost her hearing when my dad was just a teenager. And my grandmother lived with us, so I lived with her for my entire childhood, from the time I was born till I went off to college. And so she was completely deaf. And she lived to be 93 years of age. And we took care of her. We had to do a little sign language to talk to her. But deafness, and when you live with someone who's deaf, you really appreciate the gift of hearing. It's such a wonderful gift to be able to hear, to be able to listen to the gospel being proclaimed, to listen to a sermon, to listen to beautiful music. It's such a gift, this gift of hearing. I remember an elderly priest once said that if he had to lose his sight or his hearing as a priest, he would rather lose his sight, because then he could sit in the confessional all day and hear confessions, and he'd still be of help to the church. And so I thought that was a powerful thought, this gift of hearing. And so many people have been converted by hearing. When Jesus was on earth 2,000 years ago, he didn't write anything down. He preached, and people were converted. Whole crowds were converted at the preaching of Jesus. It's in listening that we hear the word of God being proclaimed to us. Think of St. Paul would go into the Areopagus, and he would preach in Greece or in Rome, and people would listen. This is how the faith is passed on. The very word catechetics means to teach by word of mouth, to pass on the faith. So the faith is really taught to us, and people receive the faith through hearing. Think of after St. Peter gave the first sermon on Pentecost, 3,000 people heard his sermon and were converted to the faith by the sermon of St. Peter. It was through preaching and through listening to the word of God. St. Augustine was converted to the faith by the preaching of St. Ambrose. Again, it's the idea of preaching and listening, and that's how God can convert people. Just today, when I gave a retreat for catechists over in Alexandria, one of the ladies told me that her son, who's now in his 40s, had been a fallen away truck driver, and somebody gave him an audio book of John Paul II's book called Crossing the Threshold of Hope. And as a truck driver, he had nothing else to do, so he put in the cassette tape, the audio book, and he was converted. And he came back to the practice of the faith, entered the seminary, has been a priest now for over 10 years. Just by one audiobook, and I love audiobooks. I have over 1,000 audiobooks myself. I listen to books about 1 to 2 hours a day, about an hour in the morning, a half hour at night, and when I'm in the car driving. It's a great way to deepen your faith and learn your faith is by listening. And the great thing about audiobooks is somebody else is doing all the work. Now, they're the ones reading it. All we have to do is listen. And so I do 100 books a year on audio, and it's fantastic. It's such a great gift. We should never underestimate the power of listening to good things, listening to, especially to the Word of God. So I think what we can take from today's gospel is that you might know people that in your life that are spiritually deaf, they've turned away from God or turned away from the church. Pray for them, intercede for them, and bring them to Jesus.